As Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his disciples, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." His instructions reinforce the words of Ezekiel the prophet, "And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes." The Church tells of God's holiness, how he created us because of his great love. Even when we rejected him, he promised to redeem us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Because we are sinful from birth, this meant that our Heavenly Father had to send his only begotten Son to bear the guilt and punishment of our sin. For the sake of Jesus, the Son of God, his perfect obedience to the Father, his innocent suffering and death, and his glorious resurrection, we are declared holy and righteous in God's sight. Through Jesus, whose name means the Lord is our salvation, we see the fullness of God's love and grace. This grace, this undeserved love, this mercy, compels God to offer to us the complete forgiveness of our sins. May our Lord grant that we know that he is the Almighty God who has created us, redeemed us from sin and death, and made us holy. Amen.